Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder that if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt. Good. All right. On the phone with us, a special guest. I'm really looking forward to talking to him. Senior Pastor Carter Conlon. Pastor, are you there with us?
Yes, I am, David. Thanks.
Thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate that. I want people to get to know you because you are the coordinator and helped to bring together the event Beyond the 9/11, the Impact of Prayer. And I know that was, I'm pretty sure that was a week ago today, correct?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Okay. Can you tell the audience what is that? What are you guys doing? What's the process?
Well, the special was about how God spoke to us as a church congregation before the 9/11 event that happened in New York City. How I think if you broadcast it, I think people might be familiar with it. Silence came into the congregation about mid-July. We canceled all of our functions in the church, missions conference, women's conference, all of our guest speakers, and began to meet to pray. While we were praying, the Lord began to caution us about some kind of an event coming to the city where people were going to be terrorized, they were going to be running in the streets, and the Lord told us that we needed to come to the throne of grace to find help in our time of need and to be prepared to be a blessing to the city. So we did that, and of course, we weren't sure exactly what was going to happen, but when the towers were hit on 9/11, we were prepared, and thank God for that. At this point now, we've started a worldwide prayer meeting in Times Square Church that's going live on the Internet in 128 countries. And we're calling not only the people on that line to pray, but now going out across the nation, calling this country back to prayer again.
So when you guys do the prayer, I mean, there's a group, there's a representation of 120-plus nations when you guys are gathering and praying?
Yes, that's right, and it's live. It's truly amazing. I mean, we didn't initiate this. We started a program in New York City called Feed New York, where we are underwriting 100 inner-city churches to feed hungry people in their communities. And we decided to gather all of the Feed New York pastors together at Times Square Church and go online and begin to and ask the city to join us in prayer for the future of New York City. And we advertised this on radio, on secular radio. And then when the event came, we were stunned to see that the prayer requests were coming in from all over the world. They were coming in even from Arabic parts of the world. We had Muslims texting in saying, we're listening to your broadcast tonight, and we'd like to know what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. I've met some Christians who are very interested. So it really shocked us that people were coming in online from all over the world. So out of that came a prayer meeting called Worldwide Prayer on Tuesday nights, Eastern Time, 7 o'clock to 8:30. At present, there are people coming in from about 128 countries. Now, some of that's real time. Some of that is prayer requests texted in and answers to prayer texted in or emailed in sometime during the day or during the week. But there's an extensive online live audience as well.
You know, it's amazing what has been birthed in prayer has become as big as it is. And for us, we didn't know. So, I mean, you can tell the information is still spreading and it's still growing. It's got it's obviously got a lot of legs behind it. Did you have any notion, Pastor, when you were you know, at that point where, like, we got to do this, we got to put this together, did you have any idea this is going to be enormous?
No, I didn't, really. I mean, we're a church given to prayer, and we knew that God is willing to speak if we're willing to listen. You know, one of the things that I deeply appreciate about having had David Wilkerson as the founding pastor of Times Square Church is that he had an open heart to whatever the Lord wanted to speak. He wasn't necessarily confined to the personal blessing side of Scripture. If God wanted to speak about something concerning correction, something concerning events to come, he wasn't closed to it. And, of course, it opened the hearts of the church and of the people. And to be, you know, really honest about it, David. I have a very real, serious trepidation in my heart about the days ahead. It's been there for quite a while. And I believe that as a nation, we're at a crisis and a tipping point, economically, morally, spiritually, politically. And if we don't come back to the house of God and begin to pray, I'm personally very concerned about what kind of a nation we're going to be living in just several years from now. This is more than just a casual call to pray. I believe this is a crisis moment. I'm not going to call myself a watchman. I don't know quite what I am, but I feel like I do have a trumpet in my hand, and I see something coming. And as much as I can, I'm calling those who know God in any fashion to get back into the place of prayer again. Just begin talking to God. Begin get right with God. If there's issues in the life that need to be changed, get right with God. And David, it's been amazing how God is answering prayers right now. I mean, we are living at a time when the Lord wants to answer prayer. And I have, just even from this week, if we have a moment a little later, I have people texting in from all over the world and all over the U.S. with phenomenal answers to prayer. I'm talking about things that could not happen if God didn't do them. And this is happening incredibly in this prayer meeting on Tuesday night. I mean, Tuesday night alone, 79 people texted or emailed in talking about incredible deliverances. Here's one, for example, from Hudson, New York. It says, my childhood friend who has suffered from schizophrenia for 44 years is in his right mind and praising Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God, for delivering my friend. Now, these are people who did submit a prayer request, and God has answered these prayers.
Wow, that's some intense stuff. Let me ask you this. You mentioned something, and it's something that I talk about on the show, that if the nation doesn't make a change, if something doesn't change, I mean, you can sense the direction that the country is going and that the world is going, and it doesn't seem like it's a quote-unquote a good direction. And if we don't turn back towards the Lord, there's just no chance. I mean, there's just no chance. I mean, it's not even an eschatological position, whether you're premillennial, amillennial, postmillennial, or if you're a manifold millennialist, I could care less. If we don't turn back to the Lord, it doesn't matter. It's gonna explode. Let me ask you this, Pastor. Let me ask you this. How did we get here? How did we get to this place? I mean, I know some of it is, in a biblical sense. I mean, we were leading up to it because we're getting closer towards the end, or it certainly seems that way. But how did we get it? Does this have a lot to do with us becoming a prayerless nation?
Yeah, exactly. Realistically, from my perspective, I came here from Canada in 1994 to work with David Wilkerson in New York City. I've been stunned since 1994 how quickly this nation has turned away from its foundation, its moorings, its roots, the freedoms that came, the blessing, the prosperity that came because of the relationship that we had in measure, at least the respect of the Word of God and the things of God. I know that not everybody was Christian as we view it, but at least in this nation there was a respect for the Word of God and the laws of Christ, if I might call it that. But in the Constitution of this nation, of course, there's this inalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's a good thing in itself. But tragically, and I say that with a broken heart, these rights that are entrenched in our Constitution actually took hold of the theological focus of the church. And people started going to the house of God strictly for, how can I use the cross of Christ for my own benefit? How can I get a bigger slice of the socioeconomic pie? How can I get a deeper personality, a nicer marriage, a happier life? And so the whole focus of the Christian church became about myself. And when we are really not engaged in the work of God, which is about the glorifying of the name of Christ, and secondarily the saving of the lost, which is the work of God, it is the purpose of the church on earth. When we vacated that purpose, and we turned inward and began to focus on ourselves, that was the trajectory that led us into prayerlessness and powerlessness. And that's where we are today. But thank God, it is never too late to turn back. That's my hope. That's my heart. That's the cry that God has placed in me. I do believe that, as we see all the way through the Old Testament, that God will woo his own people. Look at the book of Ezekiel where he says, the nation had come to the brink of judgment. And he says, I sought for a man that I should not have to judge the nation, but could not find one. I mean, we're talking about Israel. We're talking about the most religious people at that time, probably on the face of the earth. And God can't find a man who's willing to stand in the gap, per se, and intercede for the nation. No, everybody is looking to his own gain, to his own quarter. Everybody is so divided, so otherworldly, in a sense, in their thinking, than the kingdom of God, that he can't find anybody to stand in the gap. And God forbid that in America, that this should be our testimony in the last days of what was a great, great nation on this earth, that God looks down and can't find a church that has a prayer meeting, can't find people that I think honestly really believe that he is able to speak to us and able to be merciful one more time. I'm not suggesting we're going to save this society as it has been known. The purpose of the cross is not about saving societies, it's about saving people. I believe in God for the lives of hundreds of thousands of people to turn from sin and to find Christ as Lord and Savior. That is the purpose of my life and my heart.
You know, Pastor, let me say that the assessment you made about the church turning inward is an excellent evaluation. I mean, I'm you know, we have not had a chance to meet. We've not really had a chance to talk. But, you know, I was born and raised Jewish, became a Christian, went on and got three different ordinations from three different denominations. So I'm kind of a all over there kind of guy. But there's just no doubt that when it comes down to the core, that the church, in many ways, not every church, but many churches in many ways, in many denominations, in many groups, have become so self-centered and not Christ-centered that it seems like it's easy to lose touch with what it is that God wants to do and what the real mission is and what the plan is. So that was really well said. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
You did a great job, Pastor. Thanks for joining us. That was very awesome of you. Great for you to take the time. We appreciate it. And we're going to have you on again in the future, if that's okay with you, and talk about it some more.
Awesome. God bless you. Thanks, David. And join me in prayer, if you will. We're fasting and praying here now every week as a church.
Okay.
Believing God for an awakening. It could be the final one, but an awakening in America. That's the cry of our heart.
Yep. God bless you. Do me a favor and hang on so I can say goodbye to you offline. But we got to exit right here. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, a little more of this and a little more of that. That's what we're going to have.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Tired of traffic? Whether you want to save some money or reduce stress, iCommute can find a better way to get where you need to go. iCommute has free resources to help you beat traffic and improve your commute. Visit iCommuteSD.com to learn more. That's iCommuteSD.com.
The kids are back in school. Fall is almost officially here, but guess what? The Southern California heat, not going anywhere anytime soon. Now, most of the rest of the country wasn't as scorching as they expected, and as a result, Lennox has a ton of air conditioning units that they have to get rid of now. Ken and Tina Starr are the owners of 1-800-COMFORT. These guys are awesome. I know them personally, and they are a Lennox Premier Dealer. Now, as a Lennox Premier Dealer, 1-800-COMFORT is able to buy all of these leftover AC units at really low prices that other contractors just can't get. And Ken and Tina told me that they want to pass this unbelievable savings on to you. Give them a call today, 1-800-COMFORT, and take advantage of their end of summer clearance sale. The warehouses are full and all brand new 2014 inventory has to go. It's still going to be hot, so don't suffer any longer. Appointments are filling up fast, so call 1-800-COMFORT or visit 1-800-COMFORT.com. 1-800-COMFORT, comfort you can count on.
CSLB number 974908.
The villagers had never seen a funeral like this. No mourners wailing, no dramatic displays of sorrow. Pastor Maher led the service with joy in the knowledge his father was now with Jesus. A message of hope, even celebration. A message never heard of in this region of the Middle East. Many funeral visitors were curious and stayed to talk. Pastor Maher spoke of the hope that only comes from knowing Christ. The gospel was shared. Seeds were planted. Perhaps a church could flourish here. Pastor Maher is hopeful. We are Whitefields Ministries. We train and support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and yes, even in the Middle East.
You can support the pastors of Whitefields. Your gift of $50 or more per month will sustain a new pastor. Visit whitefields.org today or call 760-846-8610. Whitefields.org.
No pastor should be a stranger.
Are you paying over $200 or more a month in utility bills? Oh, that's gotta hurt. How would you like to pay less than 30 bucks a month instead? Sounds a lot better, doesn't it? And how would you like to find out without it costing you a single penny? Can you relate to the high cost of utility bills like I can? And are you looking for some answers? Let's cut to the chase. Current Solar Contracting is a family-owned and operated business for over 20 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an absolutely amazing level of satisfaction for their services. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Current Solar Contracting wants to do business directly with you and not just send you to a call center. Here's an order number. Well, that's good. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303, or visit currentsd.com and get a free monitoring system when you do an installation and mention KPRZ.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment, by the way, brought to you by our good friends at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our good friend Tommy Hawthorne. We've already set up our next schedule for them to come in because we love having them come in. And the thing about Genesis Recovery is that they're not just a 12-step program. They are a program that does process people through sobriety, but they also process people to redemption through Jesus Christ. And if you know somebody that is just stuck, can't get through it, can't break it, can't get past the drugs, can't get past the alcohol, if you know somebody, call them. 619-797-7319. 619-797-7319. You can also go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Get a little more information about them. I'd like you to keep them in prayer. I'd like you to keep them lifted up. As Tommy and the crew expand their ministry, they're expanding their ministry, and we're proud to be connected to them in that process. Because helping somebody find life where there's no chance or no hope and helping a person come back from the brink is totally awesome. It's just awesome to be a part of. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com is the website. Genesis Recovery can be reached at 619-797-7319. Now, we went long on that last gathering there with the pastor, but my question is, how long do we go? Are we, how far are we out? Because somebody sent me a text and wanted to understand something, so I think I'd like to respond to that. And the person was just wondering, I'm not going to say who the person is, famous Brian K. Smith. I'm not going to say who it is, but I will tell you this. They were like, well, now, Dave, you told your story about the court and the, you know, the whole thing, and shouldn't you have been more respectful to the judge? And my response to that is I really wasn't disrespectful to the judge, so let's just define that right away. That doesn't mean that I couldn't have been irritated with the judge, but in regards to leadership and political leadership and people in authority that you're supposed to honor, there's a level that you are supposed to give them an honor for being in the office. But at the same time, if you take a gather into 2 Kings chapter 1, 2, 3, or 4, you'll find out that Elisha, when he met with the king of Israel, the king of Judah, and the king of Eden, he was very upset with two of the three kings, and he said to the three kings, if it wasn't for king number one, which was Jehoshaphat, I wouldn't even pay attention to you two. There is a position where you have in the Lord where if the Lord unctions you or moves you, you move. And if you think, well, that doesn't seem biblical, then just consider Jehu, who slew the king of Israel and the king of Judah, or wounded the other king because God told them to, because they were not so great in God's eyes. You see, you got to be careful when you just define that. Otherwise, you'll end up saying, well, you got to honor him. There's Adolf. Let's do whatever he says because he's in charge. You got to be careful about that. You can take that to an extreme, like you can take any doctrine to an extreme. Ooh, Did Dave just say that? Yep, he sure did. Here's the one thing you must do. Submit and surrender and obey God first and foremost, always and always. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I didn't tell you how I tried to get out of jury duty, but I will when we get back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit Team Kia of El Cajon today at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon or at teamkiaofelcajon.com.
On September 26th, a must-see movie for couples.
We're going to have more than one date.
How do you know?
I know.
Inspired by the Song of Solomon, a story about the things we all pursue.
I don't know if I can give you whatever it is you're looking for. Love is
the power. The best movie for couples since Fireproof.
I want a man who believes in something bigger than all this.
The Song, movie rated PG-13, starts September 26th.
Love is the power.
Hey folks, Dave Stahl here. I love a good deal, just like the great lease deals you can find at Team Kia of El Cajon, like the sporty Kia Forte Coupe for just $179 a month for 36 months, or the tech-ready Kia Soul for $239 a month for 39 months. Don't forget about the gas-saving Kia Optima Hybrid for only $259 a month for 39 months. Team Kia of El Cajon, just off the 8 or at teamkiaofelcajon.com. And don't forget to say Dave Stahl sent you.
Team Kia of El Cajon.
Offer available for qualified lessees.
Brian Smith, Director of Local Ministry, spotlighting Thrivent Financial, a longtime sponsor of KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events. Listeners are surprised to learn that Thrivent is a Christian organization that helps folks just like you in the areas of investing and retirement planning. The good folks at the La Jolla Gateway team provides great information free of charge and also sponsors free, no-obligation workshops on the topics of retirement planning, college planning, and how to manage your money. The La Jolla Gateway team has two convenient offices to serve you. And for more information about Thrivent Financial, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or email ruth.puentes, P-U-E-N-T-E-S, at thrivent.com. For more information about KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events, call us at 858-535-1210. Call KPRZ to learn more about the creative and effective solutions we can provide your church and ministry. KPRZ, San Diego's Christian radio station.
Have you noticed creepy little scratching noises in your attic or walls? Ever think you heard something, but you weren't quite sure? You, my friend, very likely have a rat problem. Yes, I said rats. People who have them often aren't sure about it or never even notice. Rats are often overlooked until the problem gets way out of hand or until someone gets sick. Rats breed like crazy, carry diseases, and even if you don't see one, their droppings and urine can be a huge health disaster. Is your skin a little more itchy than it should be? Call All Pest Pros and get your home checked. If your suspicions are verified, they'll get rid of them. All Pest Pros specializes in rat detection, elimination, and prevention. Rats can get into your walls, air ducts, and start huge nests in your attic insulation. Who knows what you're breathing in? For your family's health and your peace of mind, call All Pest Pros now. 800-851-1864. Call for your free, no-obligation rat inspection. 800-851-1864. 800-851-1864.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, where I'm glad to say the weather has taken a step back. Thank you.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, the heat's dropped down. So we're going to do this DDD. I want to do this DDD. Now, this got about 5 or 6 minutes in this segment, so I want to do this because, you know, we just had Pastor Conlon on, and he's helping coordinate the 9/11 prayer. And they've got, now, this that was pretty impressive, 128 countries being represented. You know, and then people trying to find out who is this Jesus that people are talking about. That's pretty good stuff. So we were talking about the fact that the nation has got to get to praying and it's got to turn back to God. And I believe that with all my might, that if this nation turns towards the Lord, that there will be grace, extension, and response. And if it doesn't, then there won't. And it's, I don't know if that's overly complex or theological, but I'm going to pretty much stand by that. So I was reading the other day, and I came across this portion, and I just, for some reason, I just really liked it. It just really stuck out in my mind. And actually, this DDD has a title. It's called Just a Great Prayer. Now, we were talking about turning towards the Lord for the nation, but I also want people to pray more. I mean, if people learn to pray more personally, then it's much more likely that people will pray nationwide and collectively. I mean, it's not a leap and a jump there. It's a small little skip and a step. So this prayer that I came across in 1 Samuel 1, I think really kind of sets up some interesting thoughts. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10 through 11. So 1 Samuel 1, 10 through 11. And this is Hannah who's praying, who is the woman who didn't have the baby. In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. And she made a vow, saying, O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a son. Now, this is her prayer. Now, it doesn't seem deep, but watch this little twist here. In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. And she made a vow saying, O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a son. There's the first thing that Hannah prays is she asks God, watch this, to take notice of her situation. And I love that because from a theological point of view, you know God knows about your situation, right? But it's special, and it's a communion between you and the Lord when you say, even though God knows everything, so he knows about your situation, you say to the Lord, Lord, I want you to take notice of this. Look at this. And then after the process of looking at this, she says this interesting statement. Remember me and not forget me. It's like, she's like going, I want you to notice this. And you see this face? I want you to remember this. See, if you could just follow the depth of emotion in this prayer and in this process. So she's like going, God, take a look at this. Don't forget this. And then she says, but give me a son. So here's how this goes. Now watch. Take notice of the situation. Don't forget this face. And give me. And it's like you think, well, you can't say give me to God. Oh, so let me get this straight. You're praying for things in your life so that you don't get a response to prayer? Or are you praying that you do get a response? I think it's just brutally honest. Look at this. Not happy. Remember, face, not happy. And you got to give here. You got to take care of this. It's like that attitude and that process of just great emotional and depth of prayer. Now, here's something I want to add on to this. And you can script it. It doesn't really matter, but it's interesting. As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth and Hannah was praying in her heart. Her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. I just want to point out real quickly for those that don't know, silent prayer is okie dokie. Because here's a woman that didn't have her lips were moving, but there was no voice, so she wasn't speaking the prayer, but apparently God heard it because she got pregnant a year later. Right? And if you're sitting there saying, well, I don't know if that qualifies. Remember Abraham's servant in Genesis 24:45 when he said, before I finished praying in my heart, Rebecca came out with her jar on her shoulder. And he's praying in his heart, on his inside. Sometimes you can pray to the Lord right then and there. I mean, when I was praying in the courtroom, I wasn't shouting hallelujahs at people. I was praying silently before the Lord. But it's some of the best communion I've had in a long time. It's great stuff. See, prayer can be this wonderful encounter between you and the Lord if you'll let it be. And people won't let it happen. Don't formalize your prayer. Be a person who's like comes to the Lord and goes, let's hash this out. Let's do this thing. Don't you want to have a relationship like Abraham had, where he says to God, yeah, okay, so if there's 50 righteous people, will you spare the city? And God goes, yes. Abraham goes, 45? All the way down to 10. What a bargainer. I mean, that's the kind of relationship you want to have with God. Yes. What about this? It's like, that's what you want. That's why it says that Abraham was a friend of God. See, that's what you want. This is the religious stuff. You want the relationship stuff. Worry about the religious stuff later. If you want, I'll get you something. But you need the Lord. You know, you don't need a handkerchief. Sorry. Can't help you. It's not my fault. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Like I promised, when we come back, I'm going to share with you my jury excuses that may have worked.
Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Having trouble checking household projects off your to-do list? KPRZ has teamed up with trustworthy businesses around your area to bring you the honey-do list. Now, one click connects you with KPRZ experts for heating and air, pest control, home improvement, maintenance, repair, and more. Find licensed contractors you can trust. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the honey-do list banner for professionals in heating and air conditioning, pest control, painting, roofing, solar, or more. Be comfortable in your home and with who you let in your home. Brought to you by 1-800-COMFORT. Call 1-800-COMFORT to get up to $1,700 in rebates on a new Energy Star Lennox home comfort system and get another $1,000 in trade for your old system. Plus, they'll install their whole house allergen system for 1-800-COMFORT. That's 1-800-COMFORT. Call today. 1-800-COMFORT. Comfort you can count on.
Grieving the loss of a loved one is one of the hardest things you will ever do in life. Do you know someone who is hurting but you don't know what to do? Hi, my name is Marcella Johnson, and after I lost my son, I invented a therapeutic teddy bear called the Comfort Cub. It's been used in hospitals all across the United States, and now we're making them available to anyone in need. If you know someone who could use a special hug to help them heal, please visit our website at thecomfortcub.com or call 888-595-6671. Again, thecomfortcub, C-U-B.com or 888-595-6671.
Having the Comfort Cub to hold helps to calm you down, and your burdens don't feel so heavy.
Instead of sending flowers that fade, send a gift that can help to heal. Please visit our website at thecomfortcub.com today.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right, no water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line LifeDeck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Hi, everybody. It's me again. That's Craig Perry. I have so many happy clients that have never lost any investment money ever. My index investment guarantees you can't go backwards due to stock market decline. I know many of you have lost money in real estate, gold, silver, bonds, stocks, mutual funds, and if anyone tells you they can get you 14%, you call me first, please. This product gets like stock market growth, but you can't ever lose principal or interest due to stock market decline. I've averaged over 8% the last few years. Wow, and I can't ever lose it. I'm so tired of the competition writing lies about my product. product without any proof to back it up. They're either jealous because they can't sell it or they just don't understand it. I'm the truth. 1-800-553-6247. No annual fees, no commission charge, and 35 years of honest truth. That's God's way. Great for 401ks, IRAs, CDs. Call me for a quick learning lesson. 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. By the way, if you want to send an email to the show, davidspoon@kprz.com is the email address. That was the, the video
version? The video game version of Law & Order.
Of Law & Order. That was pretty funny. See, people, this is the...
Actually, we have Polly back here on the keyboards.
That's... Yeah, no, I'm not seeing that. That doesn't... That's not working. Couple things to tell you. I'm going to talk to you about real quickly what I came up with to get out of jury duty. Okay. Just slow down. We're going to get there. Everybody take a deep breath. We're going to get there, I promise. But there's a couple other things I want to tell you that I forgot to tell Robo Producer. He doesn't even know. Plus, I've got a significantly important joke. Plus, I wanted to give a big thank you to Diane Finley, who called in. She called in after she heard the show yesterday. Yesterday was a best of, but she called in to share her story about how the Lord had saved her from almost certain death. And so I
powerful
appreciate
show.
That. And I tried to call her back, but I couldn't get through, so I didn't know what was going on there. But a big shout-out to Diane Finley for calling up and leaving that message. So that's very cool. Want to make sure that everybody understands the importance of this day in history, and I don't think most people do, because of what took place on in 1830. There was a race between a horse and an iron horse, which is one of the first locomotives ever built in the United States of America. This was in 1830. It was a 9-mile race.
They say the horse won.
The horse won. Yeah, amazing, isn't it? It's like, what? The horse won?
I'm going to see if you know after you get through these. Today is a very special day. I'm going to see if you mention it.
All right. Yeah, I got it. I know what it is already. See, I already see it right from your head. Also, in 1895, you ever had a chiropractic adjustment? You owe it not only to your chiropractor, but Daniel David Palmer, I guess, was like the first chiropractor. Okay, so I guess that's, you know, we're now in Davenport, Lillard, in Davenport, Iowa. Oh, you know, somebody used to pastor there. I know somebody that used to pastor there. For those that want to know, Columbia Broadcast System was born. That's CBS. Their very first show, you know what their very first show was ever? This will surprise you. It's called The King's Henchmen.
Oh, Ron said it was Ohio State football.
No, it was an opera. It was an opera. Okay, I think that's interesting. Today is the first day that they played the very special I Dream of Jeannie, in case you didn't know that, in 1965. Today is also a very special day because of this, and this is what the Robo Producer was talking about. Today is Cheeseburger Day. Did you know that? Was that it? We need therapy.
No, I know we need therapy.
I mean, I'm starting to be convinced.
Ron, by the way, is a big Jimmy Buffet fan.
Jimmy Buffet fan. That is great. That is a great line. Speaking of Ohio State, Ron, I have here in my fingertips a joke that he told me this morning that I thought I'd share. Now, I might not tell it as good as Ron did because he did a very, very good job. You know, sometimes even Ohio State Ron, just surprise, surprise. He comes in this morning and tells me this joke. This joke is a great joke. If I ruin it, I apologize.
The legendary gong will be the judge of that.
Okay, you got the gong and then you got the what? The clap? You got the
We're going to go with the clap and the gong this time.
Okay. Keep it clean. All right, here we go. So a young girl goes up to her dad and says, "Dad, where did man come from?" And the father explains, "Well, God created Adam and Eve, put them on the earth, And then they had children, and they had children, and they had children, and they had children, and they had children. All the way down to us all having children. So the same little girl goes up to her mom and says, "Mom, where did man come from?" And the mom said, "Well, millions and millions of years ago, there was this ooze, and it became a frog, and then it became a monkey. And then over years and years and millions of years, the monkeys became people, and then that's where we came from. We came from monkeys." So the little girl goes back to her dad and says, "Dad, mom says that we came from monkeys, and you say that we came from God and Adam and Eve." And the father responds, "My side of the family came from God and Adam and Eve, and your mother's side of the family." Get it?
Great joke.
That's a great joke, isn't it? I got to say, sometimes...
I'm going to say I wanted to buzz it just to be mean, but there's no way I can buzz it. That was too funny.
Sometimes he comes through, I got to say. All right, so here's something. Now, if somebody gets offended at this, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to back it up after I tell this little thing. But when Robo Producer and I were first talking about jury duty, we were trying to come up with an idea on how to escape. Remember?
I do. And
the idea we came up with was this one. Baseball Tourette's.
Oh, yes. This is priceless.
Okay, because then if you just walked around the entire jury room and you just said, "You're out. You're safe. Ground rule double. Balk. Safe. Out." And you just kept doing that at people randomly.
But the funnier part is you warn the judge first.
Yeah. You had to. It's rather funny. Now, somebody's going to call it, "That's not funny, making fun of somebody's Tourette's." I had a very good friend who has Tourette's syndrome, helped him through that process. Don't start. Don't even go down that road. But that is funny. It's like, come on. Also, another thing that was funny is this, and that's my wife, because she is, she's like the best wife ever. She's my best friend. We just, everything together, so on and so forth. We went out, grabbed a bite to eat, and I was talking about something that's been bugging me. I got an issue that's going on that I'm working through. And you know what she says to me? Now, this is when you know you've married well. She goes, "Can't remember your own teaching from 3 hours ago?" Like, what?
Wow.
You know, that Psalm 46:10 thing where you said, "Relax and know that I am God." And I was sitting there thinking, see, instead of "be still and know that I am God," remember I was telling you about the different translations and the "relax."
Yep.
"And know that I am God." And she used that on me.
Apparently she was listening to the show.
Yeah, she is listening to that part. And see, anything that gives her ammo, it seems to work out quite well. I don't know. I'm not so sure about how that worked. And then the last thing I want to tell, because this is rather... important yet somehow humorous, yet somehow important, is, and I'm going to be honest, I'm sure that nobody has ever done this before, but if you live in an apartment complex or a condo complex or a place that has central mail and central garbage and so on and so forth, there's a term that's used called dumpster diving. You ever heard that term?
Oh,
dumpster
yes.
Dumpster diving. Okay. And I know that nobody will admit to occasionally... going to the garbage, throwing something out, and going, "What's that? Well, that looks to be in perfectly working order. I needed a table just about that size. Somebody must be moving to Aruba and therefore doesn't want to take it." And then you look around, then you grab it.
I'm definitely guilty on that one.
And you walk really fast back into your house so nobody sees you. And for people that are out there that are listening to me, you do too. Come on, you do it. Everybody does
it. It's free. You need it. Yeah. You think you can clean it up.
Right. So here's what happened to us. Now, you know, it's been hot, so it's been a little uncomfortable in some ways.
Very hot.
But about a month and a half ago, just under 2 months ago, I was out at the dumpster area where we are, and I noticed that there was a fan out there. And what is funny is I was just talking to the wife about, we need to get one of those fans that you can pour water into and that it circulates water.
Never seen those.
Oh, yeah. So it's like an evaporative fan.
That's cool.
What it's called. So there was an evaporative fan just out there by the dumpster. I'm looking at it going, is that an evaporative fan? It's just telling them, we needed one. Like a couple days earlier, we need one of those for the summer and so on and so forth. So I didn't actually dumpster dive because it wasn't in the dumpster, but it was right next to the dumpster. So I dumpster rolled it up to our house. I cleaned it off. But first I plugged it in. The thing works perfectly. It's a $400 fan. It works perfectly. Somebody threw this. So I just figured somebody thought, you know, we're moving to Alaska. Who needs a
band in Alaska?
A band like that. That's right. So I'm just saying that's one of the best dumpster dive pickups ever. Because it was like, it worked. It's what we needed. It was the answer to prayer. Look, if an angel put it there, the only thing I would say to the angel is white. You had to make it white. But, you know, but otherwise, if it's from a person, thank you. It's like, right? One man's garbage, another man's treasure. That's what some people say. It's not in the book, but it's a funny saying. All right, we're going to take our break here and then come back. We haven't done our Facebook post, which we are going to do, because that, too, may put a smile on your face, or it could make you cringe. It could go either way. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Coming right back.
You may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Tired of traffic? Whether you want to save some money or reduce stress, iCommute can find a better way to get where you need to go. iCommute has free resources to help you beat traffic and improve your commute. Visit iCommuteSD.com to learn more. That's iCommuteSD.com. We were
made to thrive. Casting Crowns Thrive Tour 2014 with special guest 2014 Grammy Award winner Mandisa. And the Dove Award winning band Sidewalk Prophets. I wanna live like that. Cause all you don't miss an evening with Grammy Award-winning group Casting Crowns as you become inspired to dig deeper into your faith and reach out in love through the stories and songs from their new album, along with your favorite Casting Crowns hits. Join Casting Crowns with special guests Mandisa and Sidewalk Prophets on the Thrive Tour.
Coming to Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, Irvine, September 20th. For tickets and details, transparentproductions.com. We were made to thrive.
The Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee, California presents Museum Day 2014. On Saturday, September 27th, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., hear great guest speakers like Tom Cantor from Friendship with God, Dr. Jason Lyle from Institute for Creation Research, Eric Hoven from Creation Today, and Ray Comfort from Living Waters Ministries. It's a family-free event, and this year's theme is Noah's Ark and the Door of Salvation. We'll have a Noah's Ark Adventureland with rides, games, and bounce houses, and a petting zoo for children. We'll also have an After the Ark animal show featuring zebras, zorses, legless lizards, and a miniature bull, and other great, unique animals. It's a family-free event on Saturday, September 27th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee, California. For more information, go to creationsd.org. That's creationsd.org.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anson. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time, I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So I'm trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Hey, if you want to reach the show, you're welcome to send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. A couple things I want to bring up. One thing that Robo Producer just mentioned. Tomorrow on Mark's show on KCBQ, our sister station, in the morning, he's having a special guest. Who's he having on?
He's not having on. He's actually guest hosting
the
show.
Hosting
Neel Kashkari, who's running for governor for the GOP, going to be taking all 3 hours.
So when Mark can't be there, he's got people who are running for governor who are hosting his show.
He's friends with Arnold Schwarzenegger, former governor, and then he's also having Neel Kashkari, candidate for governor, running the show. Great stuff.
You know, I feel like I rank way down.
Are you running for governor?
No, I don't think anybody that's running for police catcher would do the show. I mean, that's just what I'm just saying, you know? It's like, wow. And then I understand I was told by our very own Brittany that people should still be able to get the Dr. R.C. Sproul book on the KPRZ website for free.
They can get it for free. And we'll also be giving away more tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Plus, everybody's a theologian. You can just get it. It's a free ebook. You can get it right now free. Just go, go, go. Don't say maybe. Go, 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 go. Yeah, I can't get somebody who's doing a dog catcher run to host the show. What are you talking about? That's just, you know. Well, the first question is, why am I asking a dog catcher?
That, my friend, is the ultimate question.
That might be the real question. All right, let's get our Facebook post ready to go. Can we have our Facebook post music? That's right. That's Knight Rider. It's got that real 60s feel, doesn't it? That's good. Okay, today's Facebook post, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, is out of Matthew chapter 10, verse 30 through 31. Matthew chapter 10, verse 30 and 31. Probably more for me than most people. Now, if I didn't tell you this, a lot of these DDDs are for me, if you haven't figured that out. Because they're, you know, devotional diamonds of the day. There's something I come across that strikes me as something unique. Matthew chapter 10, verse 30 and 31 say this. Ready? But even the hairs on your head have all been counted. Don't be afraid, therefore. You are worth more than many sparrows. So, number one on this passage, which many people know, we understand that we're worth more than many sparrows. We understand that we're worth more than lambs, as Jesus said. So, for the people who are in the Peter realm who think that people and animals are the same, Jesus says you're wrong. Okay, that's number one. So, make that easy. Number two, we're not supposed to be afraid. And that, I do believe, is a big component of some of us struggling, is fear as to what is going to happen. Now, it could be fear for the nation. It could be fear for your life, your relationship, your children, your own future. It could be any of those things. But we're not supposed to be afraid. And then if you back it up to the beginning part, you understand even the hairs of your head have all been counted. If God is so intricate and so detailed, if he's so into the very specifics of counting the follicles of hair that you have, does he not know what you're going through? Does he not understand? Is he not able to say to you, don't be afraid. I even know how many hairs you have. I got it covered. And there's this sense where Jesus tells you that people, he didn't mean that. He didn't mean everything he said then. I mean, it's so silly at some point. Of course he meant that. He knows every single hair. And the reason that he knows every single hair is because he knows everything. And he points that out. I think he points that out on purpose to go, yeah, probably not in your top 10 priority list to know how many individual hairs you have on your head, but it's in the priority list of the divine. And if that's in the priority list, you really don't need to be afraid, because if that little detail is important to God, how about the detail of the thing that's surrounding your heart, that mountain that you're facing? So you don't have to be afraid. So the Facebook post actually says this. Now, this is a funny part. No need to be afraid. No need. He even cares about our hair count. And then in little parentheses, it says, though smaller for some of us. So for those that don't know what that means, here's what that means. You don't need to be afraid. He cares about our hair count. Some of us dudes have a smaller hair count than others. That's really what that means. And then there's some people bald and stripped down the middle. They really have no hair count. It's just on the left and on the right. But my point is this. If all of these things in our lives that seem insignificant are important enough for God to take notice of, then wouldn't it stand to reason that God would take notice of the things that we're heavy about, that are weighing heavy in our lives? Of course. So we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fear, because God knows what we need. He knows all the struggles. He knows even us struggling with our value of who we are and what we do. He knows. And in him, and truly dying in him, is really where you find all those answers. Okay? Okay. Capiche? Capiche. Okay, I want to thank you. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Taking a 22-hour break and then more insanity with Spoonanity tomorrow. Use rhythm while you can. Spoon.